This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. This week, Brunswick County filed a lawsuit against the Chemours Company and the DuPont Corporation for releasing the contaminant Gen-X into the Cape Fear River. The lawsuit says the county is seeking to recover costs for managing, reducing, and removing the chemical. It is one of many lawsuits Chemours now faces related to Gen-X. The contaminant caught the attention of health officials earlier this year after researchers found traces of Gen-X in the Cape Fear River and the region's water supply. Joining us now for more is Vince Winkle. He's a reporter from partner station WHQR in Wilmington. Welcome back, Vince.
Thanks, Frank.
Tell us more about this lawsuit now filed by Brunswick County.
Yeah, a quick geography lesson. Brunswick County sits across the Cape Fear River from Wilmington, which is New Hanover County, and Brunswick County gets a lot of its water from the river, and they are looking, as you said, to recover all the money that they have spent dealing with this issue, which first broke in June. And they are also working on long-term testing methods and treatment methods to basically fix the water. And their lawsuit requests that Chemours pay for all that as well and any future costs that the Gen-X and the other perfluorinated compounds in the water will cause Brunswick County.
How much have they said they have paid already?
I think they've spent hundreds of thousands. Yep. I don't have the exact figure.
But there's more coming, and that's the point. They want to get this lawsuit established. Now, the only one related to Gen-X. You recently did a story about a Leland resident who filed a class action lawsuit against DuPont and Chemours, right?
That's right, and I just moved to Leland last week. Victoria Carey had her 5-year-old water heater drained and the sludge tested, where levels of Gen-X were found in the 800-plus parts per trillion in the sludge and the 600 parts per trillion in the lower layer of sludge. And that's well above what the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services has labeled as safe, which is 140 parts. It also shows that these materials are bioaccumulative and can possibly stick to the inside of the water pipes and fixtures throughout the house. And this individual has also listed some health issues that she's been diagnosed with that she believes are related to the water. So she filed that last week, and I suspect a lot of people in the area are going to be calling plumbers and having their water heaters cleaned and perhaps the contents tested.
Well, it's a class action lawsuit, so that means a lot of people can sign on, right?
That's right.
Meanwhile, concentrations of Gen-X above the state's health threshold have been found in private wells. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, they've been testing. Part of the agreement with that Chemours made with the Department of Environmental Quality was that they test wells on their own property and in the surrounding property near the Chemours facility, which is in Fayetteville. And something like now Chemours is having to supply water to 25 or 30 households where the well tests came back showing high levels of Gen-X. And so that is, they're continuing to test wells, kind of moving in a wider circle from the Fayetteville facility. And the well water is not coming back too clean.
And the story has captured the attention of a wider circle of politicians. Now the General Assembly is in on the act. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, there's been a lot of, it's funny, when this first started, all the councilmen and county commissioners here in the Wilmington area were saying this is something that will never be politicized. Well, it's politicized. The General Assembly decided to take a different tact than what Governor Cooper had suggested a few months ago in terms of funding to work on this problem. The General Assembly is funded UNCW here in Wilmington and the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority to do research, as opposed to shipping funds to DEQ and the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, the Senator Burr, who is one of our two U.S. senators in Washington, a Republican, has called for the EPA to review how it has handled this whole situation and also to take a look at state regulators and Chemours. Senator Burr sent a letter to EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt a couple of days ago, and he asked Pruitt to prioritize Gen X and the other perfluorinated chemicals for future risk evaluation. And he also wants a better understanding of how Chemours got and will soon renew its discharge permit to be allowed to pump these materials into the Cape Fear River upstream.
And therein lies another potential story, because as I understand it, that permit has actually expired. And part of the reason for that is the backlog at DEQ here in the state of North Carolina, which has had its budget cut for oversight and accountability, right?
Right. DEQ has been slashed as the federal EPA now is being cut back a bit. And the permit expired, I think, a year ago last week, or a year ago, and they have a built-in sort of grace period so Chemours can keep moving forward as it reapplies. There was a lot of talk that DEQ would not renew Chemours' permit, but apparently they're going to, which is not going to make people in this neighborhood too happy. But, yeah, DEQ is months and months behind in reviewing permits.
Which is, again, brings to back into the spotlight the squabble between the Republican-controlled legislature and the Democratic governor, the legislature not wanting to give the money to DEQ under the governor's authority, but rather to other agencies. So this is now a developing environmental story and a political story. And Vince, thank you so much for keeping us posted.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Vince Winkle, a reporter for WHQR in Wilmington, joined us to talk about lawsuits against Chemours and DuPont related to Gen X.